Now, last week on the show, we took a call from an anonymous listener about the pain she was experiencing after having vaginal mesh surgery. The listener said that she felt abandoned by doctors and was literally in agony. So, today it has been announced that vaginal mesh surgery, which is performed to treat stress, urinary incontinence and prolapse, is to be immediately suspended by the NHS in Britain. Meanwhile, here in Ireland, the procedure is still taking place. Some women who've had the mesh inserted have complained about severe side effects, such as the inability to walk, long-term pain and discomfort during intercourse. It's a pleasure to welcome three ladies to the studio. Melanie Power of Power Solicitors, medical negligence specialists in this area based in Limerick. Familiar voice to you, Deputy Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on health and TD for Dublin Fingal on the north side. And Leslie Ann Stevens, who is a patient who had the mesh procedure. Shortly I'll be speaking to Dr. Ray O'Sullivan, a professor of obstetrics and gynaecology in St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny. But first of all, maybe I'll start with you, Leslie Ann. Just tell us your story. What were the circumstances that you had the procedure and what happened subsequently?
Hi, Ivan. I'm 39. I'm married to Darren and mam to two small children, Ella 7 and Emily 5. I suffered extreme stress incontinence. And it went from just
after one of the births.
After both, yeah. And I just from a dribble, it went to having to change my clothes when I'd be out anywhere. I went to my consultant and he told me he had my fix and it was the mesh. He was going to put in a mesh to hold up my bladder and it was going to stop my incontinence and it was going to change my life for the better. I was never told the risks of the operation. I trusted them completely. It was going to be a 20-minute, quick, easy, simple operation and my life was going to be fantastic.
What's the actual procedure involved in terms of what is inserted? It's like
it's a propylene mesh. It's a plastic mesh that's put in underneath your urethra to hold up the bladder to stop you from leaking and stop you from wetting.
Okay.
It was in June 2016 that I was brought in to have this mesh implanted. From the minute that I woke up, in recovery, I knew there was something wrong. The pain was excruciating. And that pain never alleviated. It continued. When I went down for my post-op appointment, when he did the an examination, he could feel part of the mesh coming through my vagina wall. And I had had severe...
And did he say that something had gone wrong or what?
No, he didn't
say
anything.
What explanation did you get?
None at all. None at all. What he said was, it needs to come out and we need to do that ASAP. That was in July of 2016 and I had removal in February 2017. And in that time, I had to walk with the mesh sticking out through my skin. So it was ripping. Every time I put one foot in front of the other, it was ripping me. I thought I was going in for full removal. I realised it wasn't a full removal. It was a partial removal. And I continued to have pain. I couldn't lift our girls. I couldn't walk very far. I ended up needing a walking stick. I need a cushion when I sit down. I could spend no time with Darren, to the point where, you know, not even as much as a kiss. It would sting so bad up inside me. I could do nothing. Our life was completely destroyed. I went back in October 2017 to have another partial removal. Again, I thought it was all being taken out, but it was only a partial removal. And I just deteriorated and I was deteriorating week by week. Nothing was being done for me here. I was being told the world and his mother was going to help me and this was going to be done, that was going to be done and nothing was done. To the point where in February this year, my husband had to contact a consultant in England to ask her if she could help. And within 2 months, I was in and I had mesh removal. I had a urethroplasty and because I had been walking with the mesh coming out through my vagina wall for almost 2 years, I had a full vaginal reconstruction. And I'm only 39. You know, it's absolutely disgusting.
Did that solve?
Unfortunately, it hasn't because the damage the mesh has done is irreversible. I just have to live with what I have now.
So to this day, you still have all of those symptoms?
I do, unfortunately. Right. I have constant internal infections.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling your story. It's self-evidently incredibly difficult. Melanie Power of Paris Listers, you represent a number of women, do you, in this situation?
Yeah, Ivan, I suppose to explain my role in it, I was acting on behalf of, I think, possibly around 7 people by this time last year. And it featured in the journal.ie. And after that, I was getting telephone call after telephone call with ladies saying the same things to me. I have gone back to my doctor with these problems and I've been told I am the only one with complications. And I had taken 40 telephone calls, very similar, and I couldn't understand what was going on. And then there was one Saturday, I took a call from a lady who said, I've just seen an article in the journal.ie. I have been going around the houses in the country to different hospitals looking for an answer to the problems that I have and the pain that I have. And I'm looking at this article and I'm seeing there are other ladies who have the same problems as me. And she talked about how she had planned to take her own life the following week. And at that stage, I realised taking this through the court process was not going to be enough, that I had a duty with the information that I had been provided by so many different ladies to do something proactive about it. So I set up Mesh Survivors Ireland at that stage.
You set up what?
Mesh Survivors Ireland.
Is that a Facebook page?
That's a Facebook page. So
what is the Facebook page called?
Mesh Survivors Ireland.
Okay.
So we have over 360 ladies on that group at the moment.
360?
Yeah, and that's not reflective of the numbers.
And would it be very similar to
similar
Leslie Ann's
stories
case,
to Leslie Ann? Yeah.
Okay. Are you litigating on behalf of these people?
I'm litigating on behalf of some people, but the campaign is separate to the legal actions.
Okay. Which brings us on to you, Louise O'Reilly. What? Because the group recently met the minister, mm-hmm. and he was very sympathetic to it. What are you advocating should be done to support these women?
Well, I think, you know, the group did meet the minister, but also in advance of that, I organised an AV room briefing for all of the TDs. It was extremely well attended and there's tremendous goodwill towards these women. But, you know, I mean, what Leslie Ann has described is not being given a full picture of the information by her own doctors. And that is a serious problem. We're in the middle of another scandal whereby women were not given the information by their doctors. We have the other issue with sodium valproate, where women are not given the full information by their doctors. So, you know, this...
What do you want the minister to do?
We want the minister...
Or the HSC?
The minister has already commissioned a report. We did have a very positive meeting.
Do you
with
want
the
all these treatments suspended?
Well, I think we have no option but to call for them to be suspended until we have sight of what the serious risks are and how they can be mitigated. That's what they have done in England. The NHS and the report have found that there is a compelling case for suspension on the basis that...
So suspension plus what?
Well, suspension, number one. We also need the women to have access to treatment because that treatment is not available in this state. And I want to stress...
A kind of reverse treatment.
This is an all-island issue. Removal is not possible, as I understand it, here in the 26 counties. They need to go to England to get full removal. And one of the doctors and the women themselves have told me this, described the full removal as being like trying to take a hair out of a piece of chewing gum. So that's what happens. The mesh degrades, the tissue grows around it. That's what causes the pain. It's not a nice or a pleasant thing to have to discuss, but it is happening to hundreds of women. And I want to be fair to the minister because I'm vocal in my criticism of him, but I want to be fair to him. He did give us a good hearing, but we now need to see some concrete action on the basis of what has been published in England, because the situation here is the same.
Okay, well, in the interests of balance here in News Talk, we wanted to find out from clinicians who either referred people for this treatment or carried out this procedure to find out what was the, or was there another side of the story, and should they practice stop? I spoke to Dr. Ray O'Sullivan, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny a few moments ago and asked him, are these procedures safe?
Well, Ivan, I suppose you look back at the history of this, been there for hundreds of years, we've been trying to fix prolapses in women. And unfortunately, no real good operation has ever been devised because we can't really replace the tissue that's damaged during childbirth and after the menopause. So for many years, people were saying, can we replace the tissue somehow? And mesh was one of those things that people came up with. And for a few years, we thought this would be the holy grail of fixing prolapses. But unfortunately, they are foreign to the body And like anything foreign that goes in the body, they can get infected. They can try and find their way out. They can cause problem with surrounding organs. So is there was, you know, do we think they were safe? We did. And I think we all genuinely thought this would be a fantastic advance for women. But unfortunately, the problems have started arising. And unfortunately, lots of women have been affected by those problems.
So are you aware of the Mesh Survivors Ireland support group? And what do you think is the right regulatory response? Because the NHFS has suspended these treatments. Do you think the HSE should follow suit?
We've pretty well done that, Ivan, through the Institute of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the HSE. We've put some guidance in place now to suggest to clinicians that we desist from using vaginally inserted meshes for the moment until we come up with a more biocompatible mesh. But for the moment, we don't have that luxury. And yes, and unfortunately, I'm very aware of women that have run into difficulty because of these meshes and have had to deal with them myself.
So what is the position at the moment? Is that by way of guidance or is it the case that procedures like this have ceased?
To the best of my knowledge around the country, Ivan, most of my colleagues, if not all of them, have stopped using vaginally inserted mesh for prolapse. Now, I'm very careful in my words there because I personally and a lot of my colleagues do use mesh for incontinence. And that's a very important distinction because it works very well for incontinence. And in the UK, they still allow the use of mesh for the incontinence as opposed to prolapse. So we stopped using it for prolapse, but we'll continue using it for incontinence. And that's very important.
Ray, where there are problems, how reversible is the process?
Very difficult, unfortunately, Ivan. The body is very good at incorporating these meshes, so they're almost impossible to remove. Very, very difficult because they're made, they're almost like a little strips of linen curtain or net curtain, should I say, and the body grows in through the spaces and holds tightly onto it. So removing these meshes, very difficult. And unfortunately, if they're in the wrong place and causing problems, these women, unfortunately, are left with difficult operations to take the tape out.
Finally, Ray, this has been subject of controversy in the UK and Australia, the US and so on. What do you think is best international practice at this stage?
Well, unfortunately, it took, I suppose, several years of using these tapes. And I trained in Australia in a pelvic floor unit where we specifically, my bosses didn't want to use it because they felt, gosh, we don't have the right mesh yet. So that has been borne out now. And I particularly haven't used meshes for prolapse. But do use them for incontinence, as I said. What should we do? Until we have the right mesh, Ivan, we should probably stop doing these procedures until that time has come that we have the biocompatible mesh that fits into women and doesn't react at all.
And the question of the women out there who are suffering from side effects and consequences that are awful, people unable to walk and so on. What would you say to those people?
I think I suppose all of our patients that we put meshes into, we should have probably told them to some degree that these are only around for the last 10 or 15 years. We don't have the long-term follow-up to really guarantee you that this is a lifelong job. And I think women, because we haven't been advising that, should probably be compensated as such. But now, nobody put these meshes in bad faith. They were put in good faith in hope that the prolapse would disappear and that would be the end of it. But yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of women out there that have been affected by these meshes, and I think maybe they should be compensated for the fact that we didn't fully have long-term data to say that they were safe as we hoped they would be.
Dr. Ray O'Sullivan, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny, thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Ivan.
Melanie Power, what's your reaction to that? Do you think it was fair insofar as Ray is calling for compensation there? He's not representing his profession as such, but he's at the front line of this. What's the best way to proceed from here? Because obviously people really suffering desperately.
Suffering desperately as a result of mesh. I think they're like, what we need to do is look to the UK. They have suspended it today for a very good reason. And only a few days after Baroness Cumberledge started on her review, the suspension took place because she was so appalled at the level of tragedy inflicted on these women. Irish women deserve the exact same treatment as women in the UK. There is no reason for our government not to suspend this and to do a retrospective audit so we can speak from a position of knowledge as to what exactly is going wrong with this device, how many people are affected, and to make the decision then on whether or not to ban the device or whether or not to allow it, but only in limited circumstances. There has to be more guidance. It needs to be tighter. And the Irish government needs to stand up and do something immediately, because this device has been used for over 18 years in this country. There are women who are being told by consultants at the moment that there is nothing wrong with them. We don't have the diagnostics in the country to be able to diagnose the problems with it.
It strikes me, Louise, that leaving aside the suspension, that we do need an audit and a review to try and ascertain how common this is and how people are affected and the different symptoms. And like, we've had a caller to the show, I had my mesh removed 2 weeks ago and I'm doing well. I want to show my support with the ladies. My point to you is, how best to contact to cover a comprehensive review and audit of the situation?
There definitely needs to be an audit. It's not good enough for clinicians to say, oh, well, we don't know how much was used or in what context. I think there absolutely needs to be an audit. I also think, and I want to thank yourself and Ciara on the show for raising this issue, because I also think that there are women out there who today are suffering the awful, appalling symptoms as described by Leslie Ann.
Almost in secret.
Yes, and who are being told even by their doctors that there's nothing to worry about. They should contact their GP, they should contact their doctors, and they should also contact the mesh survivors.
Okay.
That is if they are on either side of the border, because this is a 32 county issue and Sinn Féin is active on this issue on both sides of the border. As we always say, Ivan, you know, disease knows no border. This is an issue for women in the 32 counties of this island, and I think as the women come together, they will, obviously they're supporting each other, but I do think they will tell some of the story. But the Department of Health, at the HSE, at the direction of the Minister, need to go out there and get the full picture.
Final word to you, Leslie Ann. What's your aspiration for the future? You haven't had satisfactory treatment to sort this out for you. What is your hope for the future?
What has happened to me is irreversible, so I'm not here to fight for myself today, but I'm here to fight for every other woman that's out there. And just, you know, in relation to going to your gynaecologist and going to your GP, when women go to their gynaecologist, they are told it's nothing to do with the mesh. They are told it's in their head, or it's menopause, or it's something else, but it's not the mesh, because we only use gold standard in this country. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as gold standard. If it causes any problems like it has with the hundreds of women that we know it's caused problems with, it's not, you cannot call it gold standard. You know, and we need to fight stronger and harder, and our voices need to be listened to.
All right. Well, I hope by us airing the matter that it will have helped the campaign. We hope the HSE and the Minister is listening to the call for suspension of the treatment and a comprehensive review and audit and support for those who are suffering. My thanks to Melanie Power of Power Solicitors, Medical Negligence Specialist in Limerick, Deputy Louise O'Reilly, and Leslie Ann Stevens, a patient obviously clearly suffering from the matter, and Dr. Ray O'Sullivan earlier. We'll be crossing to Bangkok next in relation to the miraculous full 100% relief and escape and rescue for all 13 of those in the caves.